Welcome, friends and music lovers, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. Today's show has no particular theme, just some music I've been listening to this week. We're going to begin with a great sound from Gary Burton and Eberhard Weber. This is from an album entitled Passengers, and this quintet has Gary Burton on vibraphone, Eberhard Weber on bass, and Steve Swallow on bass guitar, Pat Metheny on guitar, and Danny Gottlieb on drums. We're going to hear a track written by Pat Metheny. It's entitled B&G, Midwestern Night's Dream.
Thank you.
two tunes with very interesting and creative voices. The first one you heard was Gary Burton from back in 1977. And the last thing you heard was by Linda Mahan O. And that is a recent release. Her latest album entitled The Glass Hours. And we heard Phosphorus. And that is a fine quintet of Linda Mahan O on electric and acoustic bass and voice. Mark Turner on tenor saxophone. Sarah Serpa also on voice. Fabian Almazan on piano and keyboards. And Obed Calvary on drums. And as I mentioned, we started out that set with Gary Burton, a 1977 release from the album Passengers. And that's actually titled The Gary Burton Quartet with Eberhard Weber. So now we're going to take you back in time to Sonny Rollins, perhaps at the peak of his playing. This is Sonny Rollins on tenor saxophone, Wynton Kelly on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums, a 1957 recording of a popular tune made famous by Johnny Mathis. Let's hear Wonderful, Wonderful.
Thank you. Hey, you old man sitting by the lonesome road, it's about time you're quitting life's so tiresome load. You're so sad and lonely, got no family, just an old man from some old country. You ain't sad, no chillin', ain't none by your side. You left all your women, ain't you satisfied? Don't just sit there clinging to a memory of a love left in some old country.
Thank you.
from Hank Mobley from the album Reach Out, which is a 1968 recording featuring Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Woody Shaw on trumpet and flugelhorn, Lamont Johnson on piano, George Benson on guitar, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. We heard the track Looking East from Hank Mobley. Before that, from one of my favorite albums of all times, from Cannonball Adderley and Nancy Wilson. Man, what a voice she has. We heard The Old Country, and that was from 1962. And we started out that set with Sonny Rollins. From 1957, the album Nuke's Time, we heard Wonderful, Wonderful. We're going to switch now to a brand new release from an old-time player. I'm speaking of Charles Lloyd. I believe Charles Lloyd just turned 86 years old and still going strong, and he released an album entitled The Sky Will Still Be There Tomorrow. And Charles Lloyd is on flutes and saxophones, along with pianist Jason Moran, bassist Larry Grenadier, and Brian Blade on drums. And we're going to hear the Charles Lloyd composition, Monk's Dance. I'm
Thank you.
One of my favorite ballads written by Jimmy Rolls. The name of the track is The Peacocks, and that is from the great Bill Evans from an album, You Must Believe in Spring. And that album has one of Bill Evans' later trios, Bill Evans on piano, Eddie Gomez on bass, and Elliot Zygmunt on drums. Before that, we heard something brand new from Charles Lloyd from his release, The Sky Will Still Be There Tomorrow. And we heard Monk's Dance. And that brings us near the close of this week's In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We are a radio show on WWUH 91.3 FM in Hartford, Connecticut. You can also find us on an internet radio station, RadioBobUSA.com. And likely you are listening to our podcast, jazzandbeyond.com. We'll get you our weekly podcast. I've been doing this for, 11 or 12 years now. We have over 8 million downloads over all those years. So I'm proud to bring this podcast to you each and every week. And if you'd like to follow me on social media, I post almost exclusively to jazztodon.com. They are a jazz-centric server, part of the Mastodon network. It's a great service. It is ad-free. They do not track any personal data. So check out the conversation on jazztodon.com. You'll find me posting there almost daily. So check that out. We're going to finish out the show with a pianist that is part of the San Diego jazz scene. His name is John Opfer-Kutch. He has one single album that he released back in 2003. It's got some great players from the San Diego area. Peter Sprague on guitar, Duncan Moore on drums, David Enos on bass, and as I mentioned, John Opfer-Kutch on piano. We're going to hear one of his compositions, Americ. Perhaps it's pronounced Amerique, Amerique. Let's listen to John Opfer-Kutch. Thank you for listening, folks. Come back next week for another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Thank you. Hi, this is Ken Laster, and I would like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. I've published this weekly podcast for over 12 years, with more than 7 million downloads worldwide. It takes an extraordinary amount of time and expense to produce this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it is a labor of love to promote this art form to you and others around the globe. Now, I'd like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.com, you will find a donate link in the top menu where you can donate via PayPal or Venmo, or search for me by name, Ken Laster, on either platform. Surely just one listen of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener for a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you contribute, you can join me in the tradition of sharing the legacy of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.